Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. Hi, I'm your host, Janice Tunnell, and I want to like to welcome you all to the first show of Season 4 of Beauty Talk. I also would like to wish you all a Happy New Year. Tonight we are joined by Marietta Carter-Narcisse and my sister Denise, and I believe she has something she wants to share with us guys.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Beauty Lounge. I'm so excited to announce Season 2 of the Sci-Fi Channel's special effects and fantasy makeup show called Face Off, which is hosted by Mackenzie Westmore. Season 2 will air this Wednesday, January 11th at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 9 p.m. Central, again on the Sci-Fi Channel. And it's hosted again, same three judges, Glenn, V, and Patrick will be judges again. And I've kind of already picked out a couple of contestants that I'm looking forward to seeing, Nyx and Bria, two of the contestants that I liked based on their video interviews. Anyway, again, this year you can join us again on Facebook for like a 10-minute recap of the show after the show airs on Wednesday night. We'll just go out to Facebook and chat a little bit about what you thought about the show. And speaking of Facebook, I just wanted to remind everyone, kind of talked about it in detail on the show on last Thursday evening. We wanted to remind everyone to please post all of your beauty-related events and classes on the Beauty Talk with Illusions online. I think it's called Beauty Talk with Illusions Online Radio Show. Post it on that page instead of the Illusions Cosmetics page. We will be removing any beauty-related events from the Illusions Cosmetics page. Everything should be posted to that Beauty Talk page. So please go out to that Beauty Talk page and like that page, and then you can start posting your events on that page. And we will be allowing one event per week. If you have a class and an event going on and you want to post them both, you can post them both. But then only just one time that week, and then you can repost again the following week for as long as you like. And for those looking for an early start to the makeup trade shows, please join the IMAX team in London on February 4th and 5th of this year at Alexandra Palace, Great Hall J. Some other dates for the IMAX shows this year will be New York, April 14th and 15th at Pier 94, Los Angeles, June 23rd and 24th in the Pasadena Convention Center, and Vancouver, July 21st and 22nd at the Vancouver Convention Center East. And for more information on those shows, you can go out to imats.net. That's imats.net. And I think that's all I have. I'm looking forward to the show.
Well, again, just reminding you guys that the call-in number for tonight's show is 914-803-4399. Again, it's 914-803-4399. You can call in with a comment or a question for our guests. And also you can join us in the chat room if you want to just chat in the chat room. And if you have questions there, we will entertain your questions from there as well. So, again, I wanted to welcome Marietta to the show. Again, no stranger to our show. Happy New Year, Marietta. We're glad that you can join us.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too. Thanks for having me on.
We wanted to bring you on tonight to, you know, kind of catch up with you and find out what's been going on with you. I'm sure you have a lot of things you can share with us tonight.
Well, let me start. Let's see. Yeah, I ended the year with a nice big bang. I did. It was really, really good. It's like, you know, I was in the middle of doing my classes, my continuity classes and script breakup classes when I got a call to come to Detroit to work on the remake of Sparkle. And, you know, it's like, you know, you teach all of this stuff, you teach all of this information, you give all this information out, but I tell you, when that phone rings and it's you that has got to decipher all the things you need to do to get ready, boy, was it overwhelming. Because
right.
I literally got a phone call and I was on a plane the next morning. So that meant I had to put everything on hold, sort out makeup, which all of you know is, you know, you work all the time, but when you have to sort that makeup because you're not sure what you're going to be doing or who you're going to be doing, it can be quite challenging. And,
right.
You know, I live here in lovely, sunny South Florida. So going to Detroit in October, it was like I literally packed 3 pairs of pants, 3 turtlenecks, and 2 suitcases, 2 small suitcases of makeup, and a pair of boots, and I got on a plane because I wasn't sure if I was going to be staying or not. And I got there, and, you know, literally it was like walking in midway when to junior high school when you're the new kid who's moved into the neighborhood and everybody started classes already. So I didn't know anybody in the trailer. I didn't know anybody in my department. And and I'd never worked with any of the actors. So it was quite an experience. And, you know, I tell you, it was literally like riding a bike. You know, getting back on that bike and being wobbly for a minute and then taking off because there was no time to think.
Marietta,
I got there.
I'm sorry, before you continue with that, can you go back a little bit to when you got that call? Because I remember you called, I don't know if you called me or if you called my sister that day.
Uh-huh.
And it was so funny because it was such a strange feeling, like I could just tell it was a lot going on.
Oh, I had phone calls hour on the hour from the producers, one of the producers and the writer of the show. And it was quite an experience because I didn't know what was going on and I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And and of course when it's a situation like this, you know, it's a family discussion. My kids off to school, I discuss with my
right.
husband. Can I get on a plane?
Yeah.
because it's not exactly like it's in Miami. It's like, can I get on the plane? And the producer wanted to know, how soon can I get to Detroit? And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I still got to, could you get in a flight tonight? I'm like, no, I can't get in a flight tonight. I can get in a flight tomorrow morning. So I literally was like up by 5 o'clock that morning on a flight, you know, to Detroit. And I got there, and I spent about an hour in my hotel room until call time, and then I was taken to the set, and I went in and walked into the trailer to meet everybody and to pick up literally where things stopped. And when you have to go in, you know, starting a show from scratch is one thing, but when you have to go in and duplicate somebody else's work or create something that wasn't created and try to, you know, make sense of continuity and make sense of makeup and what the actors like and don't like and what the producers and the directors want, and, you know, and this was not just a contemporary piece, it was a period piece, 1960s. So right. There was a lot of factors involved, and it was nerve-wracking, absolutely nerve-wracking for me. And that first day, I think I got back, I got up at 5 and I got back to the hotel at 5 the next morning. So it was like almost 24 hours. I literally got off the elevator and I bumped into every wall there was on my way to my room. I mean, I stumbled to my room and I was like delirious, completely delirious. And I, you know, then I realized, oh my God, this is insane. Am I going to be staying here? And, you know, I was put through a lot of tests. I was put through a lot of tests because the producers wanted to see me do beauty makeup of the 60s, and it's like I felt like I didn't know how to do makeup again. So
right.
It was really nerve-wracking for me.
Yeah.
And then I realized, wait a minute, you've been doing this for so long. You know what you're doing. You teach period makeup. This is ridiculous. So it came down to basically learning how to assert myself all over again.
Right.
And, you know, because in a situation like that, you start to second-guess yourself.
Yeah.
Because everybody's on you. What can you do? What do you do? What have you done? You know, you've been with your kid for the last 7 years, blah, 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 blah. It was just so much going on at one time. And it came down to me really learning how to assert myself again. And you know, when you reach a certain age in this industry, there's a certain amount of fear that's involved. And all of those things, all of those emotions I was faced with.
Right.
And then I realized I can't second guess myself. This is something that I know. This is something that I can do. And everything that I've been teaching my students came into play.
Mm-hmm.
Continuity, having proper continuity notes so that if for any reason somebody else has to follow you, it's crucial to have them. So I was dealing with trying to decipher continuity notes, trying to figure out who I was working with. I was working with two other young ladies that I had never met. And, you know, pulling your team together, and then you've got additional makeup artists who are doing background, meeting the principals, seeing what the principals like and what they don't like. So it was quite a bit. It was quite a bit. And, you know, funny thing is I used what was in the makeup bag. Jordan Sparks, who Whitney Houston starred in this movie. So I used what was in the makeup bag because literally there was no time to even think. I just had to get her ready because I'm going in on the call. And so I used what was in the bag, and my gut feeling is telling me this is not working. This is
right.
not working. This is not working. And I used it, and I hated it.
Let me ask you something really quick. You said you used what was in the makeup bag. It was the makeup bag that the makeup artist left that was there before you. Is that what it was?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Uh-huh. I wasn't going off notes. I was going off of the foundation that I found in the bag and the lipstick. So
that's
what I use.
And let me just point out, that happens a lot. A lot of times, you know, when you walk into a situation and you're having to do someone that somebody else did I've even gone into situations where, you know, a certain actor has gone through like two or three makeup artists before me. And so
yeah.
you go in and they just keep passing this bag around that they've put together this makeup for this particular actor. And you're using it because it's in the bag, and most of
right.
the time, it never works.
Well, I tell you, that, you know, my gut feeling said, okay, use it, but you shouldn't be using it. And I did, and I should have followed my gut feeling, because I looked like I didn't know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I didn't know what I was doing. And then at the end of the day, I said, you know what? I should do what I know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
And stop trying to do something other.
Right.
Then, you know. And like I said, it's like riding a bike. And then I got on that bike and, you know, like all the shakiness went away and it became, you know what, this works. This works. Let's use this. And because I did have an opportunity to shop before I got there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's like every show, you need to shop to prepare. I had no prep time. I had nothing. I had zilch, zero, nada. I hadn't even read the script, okay?
Oh, God.
And when you're doing a period movie, that is like, you can ring a contemporary movie. You cannot ring a period movie.
No, you can't.
So I would just want to say to all of those out there who think they could just go in and do a film without knowing what they're doing, you need to learn and understand what being a makeup artist in film is all about. Because I got to tell you, this entire movie was shot in high definition. Nope, they're not going to go in and retouch it for you.
No.
It's not like print where you're going to go in and retouch. They're not going to go in and retouch this. You know, it is what it is. So I had to put all of that together and work with all the different idiosyncrasies. By the end of the week, I was able, because our days had no beginning and no end. They just kept going. So by the end of the week, I had a chance to literally shop for Jordan.
Oh, nice.
And that made a tremendous difference, because then I was able to go in. I literally spent I didn't have much time, because I left that weekend to go visit my kids. So I left Detroit and went to Tallahassee. So on my way back to the airport, I literally stopped in the mall and I ran into Sephora, one-stop shopping, and I picked out as many things as I possibly could that I could use for 1960s, because this was bringing 1960s into the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran into Sephora and I picked up a lot of Too Faced products. Too Faced has some great palettes, very matte eyeshadows that were wonderful for the era. I picked up Urban Decay. I picked up Dior powder to
mm-hmm.
use in her. I picked up Kat Von D. Is it Kat Von D? Is that what it
mm-hmm.
is?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I picked up two of her palettes. So I had a chance. I had quite a few palettes to work from. I picked up like my favorite Lancome. What is it? Eau de Bien Cartier? Oh, God, I got to think of the name. It's Lancome's Cleansing Water.
Okay.
And because I love that, because that's like really great to wipe off underneath the eyes and around the mouth without having, it's like similar to Shiseido's cleansing one, without leaving oily residue or anything, so that I could reapply concealer and highlight and things of that nature without having, or reapply foundation where I need it without having any kind of residue. And I get a nice clean. I can clean up properly and reapply and build right back up, and it works great. I got a chance to use a lot of Graftobian products. So, yes, Susan Patterson, loved it. it worked really well. It looked beautiful on film, beautiful on film. I had a chance to try a lot of lashes by Jamal. Beautiful lashes. I used some lip gloss because, you know, even period wasn't, you know, the lip glosses weren't being used like that. But I had a chance to pull in some lip glosses, which really brought it into the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked really great. So, you know, Dex New York Cosmetics, thank you, because it was wonderful, you know. And we used so many great lashes. And I had a chance to use Molly Ranko. I always pronounce her name wrong. But she's got a pore minimizer. That was great. Instead of using powder to build up all the time, we used that a lot. So that worked really well. The only thing that's only available in QVC. It was fabulous, fabulous, fabulous product. So because it stopped all the powdery buildup,
mm-hmm.
and it was great for touch-ups and stuff. And so I played with a lot of product. I had a lot of fun working with a lot of product. But I got to tell you, understanding that continuity and learning how to speak to the director and how to think on your feet, wow. That's something that I keep telling my students, this is what you've got to be able to do. You've got to be able to literally take it all in and interpret before you respond. You can't just regurgitate.
Right.
And, you know, one of the biggest differences is working in the movie and working with somebody who doesn't do film and who doesn't understand film and who doesn't know anything about film, learning how to read a call sheet and the protocol that goes along with film, the protocol. There's a lot of protocol in this industry, and a lot of people want to jump head first without taking the proper classes, without understanding what it's really like in the industry. And you got to pay your dues. You got to understand what it's like in order to be successful, because you can't just jump in and do it. Sometimes you can look like a fool. And, you know, you can get away with it when it's contemporary, but when it's period, it is very difficult, very, very difficult. Plus, if you're in the trailer with other people learning how to have all those personalities work together in a trailer.
Oh, that's important.
It's very important because one wrong thing throws everything off. So there were a lot of elements I dealt with, and it was very stressful, you know, and being tactful and having people get along that's around you, that's important too.
Right.
You know, so there's a lot of elements involved, a lot of elements, and I beg students who want to be in this industry to really take the time to learn what it's about. So one of the things that I'm going to do this for 2012, and I'm excited about, is what I call my lipstick lecture. So for 1 hour a month, I will be doing. Literally, just for the price of a lipstick, basically, lipstick lectures on my topics basically going to be defining a career in film and television, your duties as a department head. God, do you have to know your duties as a department head? The script, understanding the script, how to read that script, you know, how to break that script down, the call sheet, and who is who on the set. When you're working with people who don't know who's who on the set, and protocol, that protocol, and how the chain of command, it can really throw things off.
Right.
Because this movie, we had meetings every day at lunch. Every single day at lunch.
How long was your lunch?
Our lunch was half hour. Every day was a meeting.
That's why I wanted you to say that, so people could hear how long you get for lunch. You get a half an hour. So now while you're eating your lunch, which is on your own personal time, you got to have a meeting.
Not only that, in the morning, my morning started off with literally not enough time to eat breakfast, and the actors are in your chair by the time you get to your food. It's ice cold.
Exactly.
And not enough time to pee.
And that's every
day. You sound like you were working on the movie we were on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, literally, 87 hours a week is no joke.
Mm-mm.
87 hours a week for 4 weeks. And on weekends, we had meetings. So 87 hours a week. Then on Saturdays and Sundays, there were meetings. And then you got to do laundry, and then you got to get ready for the week all over again. And literally, because I had no clothes, I had to go out shopping. I had to go buy winter clothes. I had nothing to wear.
Because, again, you weren't going to stay in the beginning.
No, I was not going to stay. I was coming to help out to see what the situation is. And literally, I packed 3 pair of pants and 3 turtlenecks. And I literally had to go. I didn't even have any drawers, okay? I had to go out and buy stuff. I mean, it was very interesting. Very, very interesting, you know. And, you know, putting your deal memo together on the fly.
Yeah.
Everything that I ever thought about happened on this movie. Everything. Everything that I've ever talked about in the classroom happened on this movie show.
Wow.
It was quite an adventure for me. It was probably the hardest movie of my career thus far.
Marietta, you're saying to me that the remake of Sparkle was more challenging than X.
Right.
Yeah. I'm saying
wow.
that to you.
And we know how much that
movie
was.
What?
I said, and we know how big that movie was, and that was period as well, and you had tons of people working with you in the background, and you had to coordinate all that stuff, but little old Sparkle.
No, it was not little old Sparkle. It was so many elements.
It was more
elements.
Challenging than X.
Yeah, and I tell you, many, many nights I came back to my hotel and scratched in my head. I literally had to, I bought relaxing candles. I stumbled into my room at night and I drank literally a cup of like relaxing tea from Teavana.
Mm-hmm.
Put my candle on, took my shower, and then in the morning I used my energy tea from Teavana. My morning mate to get me going, because if I didn't have a cup of tea before I got in to the makeup trailer, chances are I wasn't getting one until I was on the set.
Yeah.
Because the pace was so fast. The pace was so fast. It was unbelievable. I mean, and then the changes. We did so. When I left the makeup trailer in the morning, I never got back to the set till we were ready to go home. So whatever I needed to do, I had to take with me from the trailer. That because sometimes the commute was rough, mm-hmm. and we just never, we had to, there was no time, there was no putts in time, okay?
Right.
No putts in time, you know? There was no time to make, like, I could make, you know, quilts and afghans on some movie set.
Right.
Trust me, there was no time to even pee, okay?
Let me ask you, Marietta. You said, you know, you got a phone call and the next day you were on a plane. Do you think maybe a little bit of your experience on this movie would have been better or different had it been a movie that you've been offered, you know, like a month or weeks in advance, and you had time to prep, you had time to shop, you had time to pack, you had time
almost
to get
definitely.
Things.
Most I know my most definitely the to be able to have time to read and properly break the script down so that you go in prepared. Going in prepared makes a humongous difference in
mm-hmm.
how your experience is going to be on any film set or television set.
Right.
So preparation, yes, preparation. It makes a tremendous difference because somebody like me haven't had a chance to read the script, broken it down in its entirety, knowing what was involved and what was going to be involved, where I could have shot. And so you would have known what products to work with. All of the above, because it makes your life a lot easier, because there were times coming towards the end of the movie that when Carmen and Jogo were on the set, I had to do make her nails look like she was biting them, make her eyes red. You know, there were a lot of little character things that I had to do on the fly, literally thinking on my feet. You know, a lot of little things we had to do on the fly because I again, not having had a chance to prep, and there was no time to. By the time I got back to a hotel room at night, with all good intentions of reading the parts of the script and stuff, I fall asleep in the middle of reading it.
Right.
Wow.
I mean, so I always made sure that I read my call sheet thoroughly.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do any reading because, you know, you put in 60, 17-hour days,
you barely make
it back into a hotel room, and, you know, and you know, driving yourself back and forth and stuff. I mean, and just thank God that the locations weren't far. They were all centered around the hotel, so that made a big difference. But yes, being prepared would have made all the difference in the world because I would have gone in with dealing with the unknown to a lesser degree as opposed to everything being unknown.
Right.
Because the level of comfort of working with a product, and I got to tell you, I had one experience, and this was so funny because Jordan, you know, we were always rushed for time, and Jordan recommended I use a product that she really liked, right? And I got to tell you, note to self, never, ever use a product that you've never used before right before a scene is to be shot.
Right.
Big note in red letters to self because I put that product on and then I couldn't. And this was a huge scene. Then I couldn't blend it. I could not blend it. Talk about the staying power. This was a Laura Mercier pencil. Talk about the staying power of the product. But when you put it on, it dries instantly. There was no workability. I could not work. I could not budge that pencil no matter how I tried. And it was black.
Wow.
So here I was with a pencil that I had never used before, and crunch time, producers are hanging over me. The actress is getting nervous, and I could not blend that pencil. Oh, my God, I could not blend that pencil. I mean, I was stuck. At the end of the night, I said, note to self, I will never use that stuff again. I mean, you cannot use product that you don't know what the end results are going to be.
Right.
When you're in a crunch. And, I mean, so there were so many learning factors for me, you know, so many learning factors. And I mean, and if you suffer from high blood pressure, take your medicine first, too. It was like, I mean, there was so many learning things for me on that movie, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, working with the ADs, the AD department is a very different AD department than I've ever worked with before.
And that can be challenging all in itself.
Oh, that, because the shots were never announced, so I never knew who the shot was on.
Right.
I never knew what the next shot was.
Yeah.
And also, the other factors, there was never last looks.
Right.
Oh, my God, there was never last looks. That became a running joke. It's like we need to know who the shot's going to be. Because many times I was told, oh, this is who you're going to see in the shot. To turn around and look at the rehearsal, and the other actress who's supposed to be off camera turns full face into the shot. So it meant, note to self, touch everybody up.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, it was very, there were a lot of challenging elements, lots and lots of challenging elements, you know. And this movie had a lot of producers, a lot of chiefs on this movie. So a lot of people to please,
Wow.
Yeah. So, again, again, being prepared to deal with all these elements, I just don't even know how someone who has never had experience in this industry could go in and have done that movie.
Right.
You know? So it was a lot. A whole lot to deal with at the same time, you know? But I am grateful that my experiences have helped me tremendously in being able to, again, to be shaky.
Yep.
But to be able to go, I've ridden a bike before. I can do this.
Right.
No matter how many elements are against me, I can do this. And to be able to get my confidence up where I could literally just shake a little bit, but then stabilize myself.
Yeah.
And I know the end results is going to be good. Jordan looks amazing, and we use a lot of wonderful products on her, and you know, and so I'm really happy.
So, Marietta, do you think that because, you know, you have been away from it for a little bit, that that's why your confidence wasn't where it needed to be?
Yeah. You know, look, I'm 53 years old now, and, you know, what you can do when you're 25, 26 years old, you can stay up all night.
Right.
Come home, take a shower, and head out to the set. And keep going all day long. Well, let me tell you, at 53 years old, every ounce of sleep that I could get, I really, really welcome. I mean, I was able to hang with all those younger folks, but I got to tell you, when I hit that bed, it was like, boy, did I need that. I didn't realize I was so tired. And, you know, and putting in those kind of hours, I have a whole new respect for what I used to do.
Yeah.
And it made me, I was able to being able to step away from the industry the way I did,
mm-hmm.
and then jump right back into it head first,
mm-hmm.
made me realize over the years what I've learned.
Right.
And how the industry really has not changed.
Right.
I've changed.
Mm-hmm.
But the elements are still the same. The mm-hmm. only difference is high definition, understanding how to work in high definition. But I got to tell you, the basics don't change. So for anybody interested in the Korean film, they've got to learn the basics. They've got to understand who is who in a film set. They've got to read a script and break that script down. They've got to understand how to take continuity pictures. Good continuity pictures and make continuity notes so that Stevie Wonder or Ray Charles or Jose Feliciano or any of those people who can't see could come and follow them.
Right.
Right.
And luckily, that's
crucial.
Luckily, you have years of experience, so especially with not reading, you know, the script all the way through, you know, you have enough sense to know that you have to really pay close attention to that call sheet. But for people coming in with no experience, if they haven't read the script, then they have a problem.
A huge problem, and that was one of the problems I was dealing with, and understanding how to read that call sheet.
You
have people around you who don't know how to read a call sheet properly,
yeah.
and who don't quite understand the industry, it can be quite challenging, or
yeah.
how products work and how the hierarchy of this industry works. There's a hierarchy.
Yeah.
And there's a level of protocol that needs to be followed.
Mm-hmm.
And when that's not followed, chaos happens.
Mm-hmm.
Chaos happens. And that's, those are the things. It's like, overly aggressive, not assertive, overly aggressive behavior does not work for me in a makeup trailer.
Right.
Understanding, because that makeup trailer is a haven for the actor.
Right.
And when the elements are off, the actors are off. And you can ruin the entire day for everyone. So having a level, and again, a period movie requires a lot of room for hair, especially the amount of hair that we did on this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I always recommend, if you're doing a period movie, the need to find in the budget a trailer, a separate trailer for hair and a separate trailer for makeup.
Yeah.
Because it is just too much for one trailer. It is too much. And the trailer was not a pop-out trailer, so it was not big enough. It was not big enough to accommodate the amount of amazing, amazing wigs that Kimberly Kimball knocked out for us. I mean, wigs on top of wigs on top of wigs on top of wigs. Hair everywhere. Barbering. But you got to have a trailer, a separate trailer for that, because there's so much going on. so much going on, you know, and getting in that mood and getting the feel and the rhythm going, you know, there was so much to do. We did so many. One day we had, for the montage scene of all this musical stuff, it was so much, so many changes in one day. So many changes. And, you know, it reached a point where it was like, oh, my God, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do this? So it's like learning how to start with the easy application and then add, or being creative, keeping the same makeup and changing the lipstick.
Right.
So, I mean, there's definite techniques to making things look different without major changes. Or
right.
adding a different eyelash. So we added eyelashes on top of eyelashes, okay?
Yeah.
And bottom lashes to create different looks. We did. And extended the eyeliner to create different looks. To really take, I mean, this was kind of like, let's see, like Twiggy meets Mary Quant. Twiggy meets Mary Quant in 2012. Does that make sense? I mean, that's what we were doing. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we wanted it to have a little bit more oomph than just the matte look of the 60s.
Right. Right.
So right. And, you know, that Mary Quant look from then was, you know, a heavy matte. You know, a lot of the pencils and stuff. So we took it to a whole nother level. And then Ruth Carter did some phenomenal stuff with the costumes. So, you know, that was great. And, you know, we had wonderful actors like Mike Abson. We had Carmina Jogo, Tika Sumner. Tika Sumter.
Sumter,
You know, and, of course, Jordan Sparks and, oh, and Miss Whitney Houston. Fabulous. Oh, fabulous, wonderful experience working with her, too. We had CeeLo Green and, Omari Hardwick.
Oh, okay.
We had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful cast. And when I got to L.A., because we shot the movie in Detroit, but then we had to do, with Derek Luke, we had to do some pickup scenes in Los Angeles. So I flew to Los Angeles to work. I literally got to Los Angeles 12 o'clock at night, started work 9 o'clock the next day, got back to the hotel 2 o'clock that morning and got on the plane that same night. So, yeah, it was quite an experience. It was like a real whirlwind tour, and we did five different looks that day. We did 22 put in 22 hours and five different looks. Okay.
Wow.
There is no way that anybody who's never worked in this industry could have gone to LA and done that without freaking out.
Yeah.
Right.
Because by the time you got up to speed, it would have been over.
Right.
You know. But it was great. And then the original producer and one of the writers of the original Sparkle made a cameo appearance in the movie in L.A.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that was really, it was really great. And in L.A., I tell you what we worked in. Hair, makeup, and wardrobe and, let's see, lounging and everything, AD, everything worked in the same trailer. Everybody worked in the same trailer, and the barber.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was quite a cozy trailer.
Right.
You know, it was quite a cozy trailer. So, yeah.
Well, Marianna, I want to bring on a caller.
Sure.
Online. Hello.
Hey, it's Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Hi,
Tim.
I'm Marianna.
Tim?
Can y'all hear? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, I totally understand the whole Mitchum-Codd of updating the looks of the thing. I think it was like, you know, I don't know if you remember me, Marietta. I think we met a while ago. This is Tim Bucharin. I was Janet Jackson's makeup artist.
I'm trying to think. Must have been a while.
It's been a while, girl. And
yeah,
also,
yeah.
I had a dream girl, so. Yeah, so it's just one of those things, and you know, I love. I mean, like, I've been listening to it, and I think it's pretty. You know, you had a major major undertaking on that show. I mean, from the period piece, you know, from doing period piece, I want to give you kudos on that. You know, I cannot wait to see it.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to see it too, actually, because I think the overall look is going to be really awesome. I think the overall look is going to be so beautiful. So I'm excited to see it too.
Can you say when it comes out?
It's coming out August 10th.
Okay, August 10th.
Yeah, it's coming out August 10th. Yeah, it's coming out August 10th. And you know, one of the best things that I think came out of this for me is just the experience of working with Jordan. Such a consummate professional. I mean, and to be so young and to be so have such high standards, I admire that about her.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask Tim, because Marietta, you know, she got a call one day and she was on the plane the next. She was only planning to stay there for a few days and just to help out and wind up staying there the rest of the movie. Did you have a lot of prep time for Dreamgirls, Tim?
Actually, we did, because on Dreamgirls we had pretty much about almost official prep was about a month, but with all the camera tests and everything, we had about a month and a half of it. So, you know, we were overly prepared, and you know, so as far as prep time, we had plenty on that one.
Oh wow, that's you know what, that's great.
You know, it's a rarity anymore, you know.
Yeah, that's
well, now they want you to make every movie in 30 days or less.
Right.
And you know, it's amazing because, I mean, pulling buffaloes out of my butt is, like, really tough. But that's what you have to do, literally, is make things happen on the fly.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So anybody who gets a chance to prep properly, it's a wonderful thing.
It makes
such a big difference being able to prep. You know, when you go in, because it's a boost for your confidence level when you understand what you're doing from the beginning. So that when things are thrown at you, you're not, like, totally lost. But when you go in and not knowing anything, it can be quite overwhelming having new things thrown on top of what you already don't know.
Right.
Exactly. And the other thing I hate it the most is, like, when you already prepped it and they decide to change their mind at the last minute.
Well, that happened a lot. that happened a lot. It happens a lot. But that's okay, because then at least you have an idea of what's going on. And I tell you, trying to keep up when you are behind to begin with, it's very challenging. But I was so happy that I made it through.
Yeah.
You know, I made it through, and I was, like, so grateful that all the years that I've studied in this industry, I was able to pull all the things that I've ever learned. And from who I've ever learned, I thank you, whoever you are, and all the people, because there's so many people, that it allowed me to be able to make it through this project as a professional. Because the old me could have said many a time, boom, I'm out of here. But part of having experience and being a consummate professional, I think, says, the actors have dealt with one makeup artist not being there. I cannot put them through anymore, because it's really going to affect their performance, because now they're going to be gun-shy as to who's coming in next to do me.
Right.
And for somebody who, and my real concern, to tell you, was Jordan, because, you know, being the star of the movie, you know, she didn't have she worked every single day, and I really didn't want her to have any more unknown elements thrown at her, whereby it would have affected her performance, because it would have. especially getting to know her, because there's so many elements, you know, when in the middle of, when you start off something and then you don't know who's going to be doing your makeup, and, you know, when you've got your own idiosyncrasies, it's your first project, you want to be professional, you want to deliver the highest level of performance that you can do. Then to have to think every day of, oh, my God, who's going to be doing my makeup and how am I going to be looking? Well, that's going to affect how you perform. So I didn't want any more elements for her to deal with, you know? I really didn't. Mm-hmm. And so I put my feelings, I ate a lot of humble pie, and I put my feelings in my back pocket.
Right.
Because it wasn't about me. It was about being a professional and getting that job done to the best of my ability. So I tried to deliver, and, you know, and I had very frank talks with the producers and told them how I felt. But I tried to deliver to the highest level of performance that I could without it being a pity-patty fight, a pity-patty, you know, because it wasn't about me, without me bitching, moaning, and complaining, you know what I'm saying? And just doing my job. That's what it was about, just doing my job. So I felt very good about that, to have been able to do that. So that, you know, that makes all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. And so you've learned a lot, Marietta, about yourself and how you respond to different things on this movie.
Yes, I have. I really have. And that's a testimony, I think, to being successful in this industry, is understanding what you can and can't do.
Right.
And it's the same with a product. When you know what a product can and can't do, then you don't end up in predicaments.
Right.
You know, and so I was very, very happy, you know, and also to take recommendations. And, you know, I don't know everything, and I'm always happy to learn. So the young lady that I work with, Lori, and I know I'm not going to pronounce her last name properly, but she's local in Detroit, and she was my key makeup artist. And it was wonderful because she turned me on to Molly Ringwald's product and some other products and stuff. So it was quite an experience working with her. And I worked with the other young lady was Kim Lee out of EC, you know. And it was all a very interesting, overall very interesting experience for me.
Let me ask you, Marietta, of the two makeup artists that you worked with, did they each both have extensive film experience? Were they both in the union? What was the story with that?
No, Lori and I actually went to the same makeup school in Los Angeles. So she's been in the industry for a while. And she really saved my butt. She really did, and I would be grateful for that, because she got there before I did, so she kind of had a little bit of more of an upper hand as to what was going on before I even got on a plane, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so she really took care of making sure, and she was my key. So she took care of making sure I had all the right people for the job. So all the local people from Detroit, she was able to bring in so that we had, because we needed a lot of background help. Mm-hmm. And so she really made sure in the shop, and I knew where nothing was. I knew nothing about Detroit. So she really took care of stuff for me and made sure that, you know. So one of the things is to have a really good key to help you. So that made a huge difference in my life. And continuity, the whole bit, all of it, she sorted out. And then the other young lady, this was her second film. And so she really didn't have the film or the period experience. So that was quite an interesting experience. Dealing with somebody who's new to the industry and stuff. So that was a very interesting experience to deal with. And did I answer your question?
Yeah. I'll think of another.
I didn't seem convinced that I answered your question.
I'll come up with a way to reword it.
You know, it's tricky. I got to tell you, it is tricky though. It is tricky because
I guess I want to know how does, you know, if when you have people working with you, how does, you know, an artist having a lack of experience really affect the show? Because, you know, a lot of makeup artists think it's just about doing the makeup, and it's not.
Oh God, oh boy, that's a great point you just brought up. That is an amazing point that you just brought up. It's not all about the physical application of makeup. That is such just one part of it. It's the camaraderie. It's understanding how you literally, your personality, how all personalities work together in this very small space. It's understanding and reading the actors and knowing how far you can go. It's so many different combinations of different things. It's working with the AD department. You know, it's being punctual for work. It's understanding that time is of the essence, that you cost production money when you're late. It's learning how to fill out a time card properly. Knowing what a meal penalty is, knowing how to read that call sheet, knowing what your call time is on that call sheet and what information that call sheet is giving you. Oh, my God, there's so many elements. There's so many elements. And, you know, those are the things that I was, ironically enough, those are the things that I was teaching in my class before I got on the plane. I was doing my class on breaking down a script and reading a call sheet. And everything that I was teaching is what I had to go and deal with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it really, I tell you, it's you know, you just can't go and do film. Let's just put it that way, okay?
Yeah.
I don't even know how else to put it.
Yeah.
You know? There's a certain amount of, it's more to it than makeup. It's not even about the makeup.
Yeah.
You know,
it's also understanding that when you're there working with other makeup artists, you're a team. You're not just there, you know, just to be a personal, you know. I mean, yeah, you may do one particular person all the time, but you're still a part of a team. So that's how you have to conduct yourself, as a team player.
A team player. You just said it. You said it, you said it, you said it. It's about being part of the team. And I tell you, the team is only as strong as the weakest link. It's about being a team player,
Yeah.
Team player. And that's what it's about. You said it. I mean, I can't stress it enough. You said it. That's what it's about, being a team player. And that's what it really is. You're part of a team. That's crucial.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I guess in most cities, you know, across the country, everybody's a makeup artist now, especially in Atlanta.
Everybody's a celebrity makeup artist.
Oh, yeah,
everybody's
a celebrity makeup artist, okay? You know, you touch one celebrity and you're a celebrity makeup artist, you know.
Or a certified makeup artist. What's a certified makeup artist?
Exactly.
I am still having trouble trying to figure out.
Or a certified airbrush makeup artist, whatever that is.
What is a certified makeup artist? I don't know.
You know what? I think where some of that came from, the certified part. I know here in Maryland, when I first started out, you had to be licensed to be a makeup artist.
Mm-hmm.
So you got your makeup artist, you got a license.
But
They have since cut out all the licenses, and now they're just giving certifications. So some people may come from areas where they give out certifications, and maybe that's where the certified makeup artist came from, but I probably
I just needed clarification of it because I just didn't know what it was.
Yeah. But regardless of whatever they call themselves, all they really want to do is beauty makeup.
Yeah.
And if that's
all
you really want to do, then film is not for you.
Yeah. Well, you're absolutely right. You know what was great? on this movie I had a chance to do in Jordan, literally do a bruise and then cover it up to look like she covered it up.
Right.
Have the bruise still show through. Oh, my God, I love doing that.
Yeah. But that's a part of being a film makeup artist. You're creating characters. You're creating certain looks for characters. A lot of it is beauty makeup, but a lot of it is just what you said, doing special effects and then covering it up, making it look like she actually covered up a bruise on her face.
Right. Understanding how that works.
Yes.
Yeah. I tell you, understanding how it works. There's so much about film that, you know, and that's why I want to get it out there to people so that they understand what film is about. Because film is exciting to me.
Yes.
And when people understand that there's so many great things that you can do and it's such a lucrative and rewarding career.
Right.
You know, and lucrative being the operative word. You get
right.
a paycheck every week.
Right.
You know, you get a paycheck every week. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
I think I love that the most.
Exactly. I mean, it's, you don't have to sit around and wait, you know, 45 days to whenever to get your money.
Right.
And you get benefits. You work enough days, you get benefits. You get, you know.
Helpful. You know, it's great. It's like people don't understand that. There's so much. So my lipstick lectures are going to focus on film because
mm-hmm.
everything focuses on print, but my lipstick lectures are going to focus strictly on film. So I'm going to be posting information about that very shortly.
Yep. That would be great.
Yeah, and then, of course, I'm going to continue in my continuity classes and script breakdown and stuff because that's something that's of the utmost importance, you know. Of teaching people how to break that script down. That's so important. So important. It's how to break that script down, how to read that call sheet and learning everybody's job is on the set and understanding how we all interact with each other and we're part of a team, understanding
mm-hmm.
all of the above.
Yep. Yeah,
it's crucial. Crucial.
It's really something.
Well, we definitely can't wait to hear more information on the classes. I know a lot of people want to get in on it. So, looking forward to hearing more about that.
Mhm. That's what I'm working on. You know, it's like my year has had so much going on the last three months of the year. I had a lot going on in my life. It's just, you know, it's like, you know, life happens and
life happens.
So it's like trying to the juggle of being able to do what we do and continue with a life, you know.
Right.
It makes a big difference. You know, so yeah, you know, and you know, I tell you, it's important to get to exercise and eat properly because putting in the hours that we put in without proper rest and exercise is like suicidal. It really is.
Yeah.
Especially, I'm telling you, especially when you hit a certain age, man.
And drink plenty of water.
Oh, my God, you know, I mean, it really makes a difference. It really makes a difference. It really makes a difference, you know. But
you know what, Marietta? I mean, I've been listening to you talk all night, and you know, you're talking about building your confidence back. And as long as we've been in this business, when you first said it, I was kind of shocked. But just listening to you know, you tell the whole story about everything that happened and went on, I definitely understand how you were feeling. And I'm just sitting here smiling because even though it was a very trying experience and your toughest movie to date, I'm smiling because as you're talking, I can still hear that you're very excited about film. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm very, very passionate. I mean, I've worked every aspect of this industry. I mean, the only one I really haven't worked much is fashion shows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, my God, I realize I'm still very, very passionate. You're right. I'm very, very passionate about film. Because when I look and I see what I can create and how I've created it,
mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, it's like, wow, I did that, and you know what? I like how that looks, and nobody had to retouch it.
So in other words, right. Marietta, you still got it.
Yeah, I, you know what's so funny? I do. I did Jordan, and, you know, Jordan is young and funky, you know, and it's like, she was like, God, I look beautiful. And, I mean, she could see the difference. She understood what I was doing. And she could, once she allowed herself to trust me, she was like, oh, my God, I look beautiful.
Yeah.
And that is the biggest compliment I could have gotten.
Yeah. Because that's always an issue when you're working on projects and you're working with new actors. It's that whole trust thing, you know. That's like the biggest hurdle. Once you get over that and they can see what you can actually do, then the rest is kind of easy breezy.
Oh, you know what? The best is to have her fall asleep in my chair.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is like the ultimate compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know, and she's very particular about her makeup.
Right.
Because she does her own makeup all the time. Nobody, I got to tell you, people don't touch her face. There's only one other makeup artist that does her, okay, in this country, period. And for her to lie there, because when you see her, she's doing her makeup herself.
Wow.
And she does a beautiful job with herself. So to fall asleep and allow me to do her and wake up with a full face of makeup, that is like I said, the highest compliment.
Right.
And that made me feel great to know that I can practice what I preach.
Right.
And I know what works and what doesn't work. And for her to tell me, she says, oh, my God, I can't believe how much I learned from you.
Right.
Because the basics don't change. And that's what I think all of these young makeup artists are missing. They're missing the basics. They're so busy trying to get the next black eye, the next...
Right.
What is it? Not black eye. The next smoky eye. That they keep forgetting that you don't have to go through all those changes to get a beautiful smoky eye.
Right.
That's just a little flick
either.
Of color. Could just change an eye into a smoky eye. And they're
right.
So busy doing all of that they've missed out on what they need in order to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, I say learn the basics to learn them well, because that's the key to your success.
Right. Right.
And that's really the key to your success. And you know, it's just like so funny because today I was looking at Crystal Wright's posting and part of her class.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like everything that I've been talking about, she reiterated in that,
mm-hmm.
In her what is it, her posting, her taping, you know, of her class. Everything that I've been talking about. Only reiterated, you know, and it's like, oh, my God, see, it doesn't change. It doesn't change. We just got to get these folks to listen.
Yeah.
Just got to get them to listen. That's what it's about. You know.
Yeah.
They're saying in the chat room, Marietta, that your enthusiasm is contagious.
That what?
That your enthusiasm is contagious.
How do I get into the chat room? I was trying to figure that out. How do I get in there?
You have to log on. Hold on.
I love them, but I can't figure out how to get in the chat room.
Let's see. I need someone to tell me how to get in the chat room. I get in differently from everyone else.
It should be somewhere on there that just says, I'm assuming because I get in different also, but it should be somewhere on there that just asks you if you want to chat or something.
I know, but I don't see it. I must be a dummy.
No, I actually looked for it once before that way too and wasn't able to do it.
I haven't been able to figure it out. I'm like, okay, am I stupid? I don't think I'm stupid. I can't figure it out.
Brandilyn says that her mom came to the Miami makeup show with her in 2008 and sat in on your keynote. I guess you were a keynote speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And she still quotes you.
Really? Oh, my God. Wow. Thank you. That's wild. That is so wild. I know. It's so funny because I people tell me certain things. You know, they saw me here, they saw me there, you know, and it's like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I'm like, oh, wow. It's like unbelievable.
Yeah.
I love this industry. I love this industry, and to me it's like I want to see people succeed in it.
Right.
You know?
Marietta, go to the bottom of your screen. Once you're logged in, you should be able to see a link or something at the bottom of your screen for the chat room.
On the bottom of my screen. All the way in the bottom. I got to tell you, I think I'm a dummy here. Because I'm missing. How am I doing that? I don't understand. You know? And before I was able to, the other shows I've been able to find it, the chat room with no problem. But I don't see anything. I can't figure it out. Okay. I don't know what I'm missing.
Hold on, let me see if I can.
You know?
Because if you're willing, after the show goes off air, we can stay in the chat room for a bit if you want to answer some questions in the chat room.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay.
Send me a link to the chat room.
Or you know what? To be on the safe side, you guys want to just chat over on the the Beauty Talk page, because I think once you hang up on the line, it's probably going to shut the chat room down.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
It doesn't. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Well, send me the link to the chat room. Why am I not finding it? Chat room. It doesn't make any sense. I've been able to find it before, but I don't see. Am I in the wrong place? Maybe we're in the wrong place.
No, hold on. Let me see what's going on, if they're saying anything in the chat room, because I can't find it either. Someone said it's right under the picture of us.
It's right under the picture of you?
Uh-huh. That's what they say.
Right under the picture.
Okay, unfollow message.
I did it, but it says tweet. It says, but I don't see it in the chat.
Me either. Okay, let me go to the chat room and let me get this link. It says underneath the sponsored links.
Underneath the sponsored link.
Meanwhile,
I tell you this.
Meanwhile, I'm gonna send you this.
This is so weird.
Copy this link.
Thank you.
I heard someone who's saying that sometimes the chat box on Blog Talk doesn't even show at all for them, and maybe that's what's happening with Marietta.
Yeah, because that's what it's not showing. It's not showing at all.
Okay, I'm gonna send you an email with the link.
Yeah, it's not showing. That's so weird. It's shown so many times before, but now it's not showing. Okay. It is something.
Okay. All right, I'm going to send it to your Bell South address.
Oh, okay.
And then Marietta, also, Sharon Tina Brightman, Tara's little sis, wanted me to say hello, and she's enjoyed, listening to your the story about your journey very much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. What am I hearing? I'm hearing something.
Probably the messages coming to the chat room.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just sent you the link.
You sent me a link?
Uh-huh. Crazy, it doesn't...
I've always been able to get into the chat room. You know, that's like weird. That
yeah, well, like someone, Lorinda's saying, maybe you need to refresh and wait for it to load again.
Oh, okay. Like so weird. I'd love to answer some questions if that, you know,
yeah.
If they had questions.
Well, and if all else fails, Facebook.
Right.
It will definitely be out there, for sure.
Everything
I just wanted to, while we're trying to find it, I just want to give a quick shout out again to Sharon Tina, who's listening by phone, and J.K. Hunter, who's listening by phone. And thank you to Tim, who called in. And I think this is Brandolin's number, but, you know, Brandolin is in the chat room as well. And I'm not familiar with the other number here, 281 area code, but thank you anyway for tuning in and listening to the show.
We'll also
keep you guys posted. Whenever Marietta posts information about her class, then we'll also post.
Very soon.
And Marietta, when you post it out there, also go to the Beauty Talk online radio page and post it out there.
Okay, I will.
Just once
Thank
a
you.
Week, though.
Once a week, I heard you.
You know what? They had gotten out of hand, and it was taken away from what that page really was supposed to be about. So we had to make some changes.
Right.
So.
You know, no, but thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate that. I still can't find it.
We always love it when you come on the show.
I guess it's hard for a lot of people to get into film.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, there's not as much. There's not as many people going after film, I should say. But, you know, here in Miami, I think film is starting to take off a little bit more.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, I think it's starting to take off a little bit more. So I say be prepared. And it's so funny because the young lady who's taking classes with me she's over on the west coast of Florida. And I've had two of my students. And one, she's been working nonstop, and just a little bit that she's learned from me.
Oh, wow.
She's like so excited.
Oh, nice.
She's like, oh, my God, I finally know how to read a call. She said, because I got the call. I did the work, and I didn't know what to call. I didn't even know how to read the call sheet. I didn't even know what it was saying. Oh, I got the link. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know.
But it's always nice when you can apply, you know, what you've learned. So you really don't feel like, okay, you've wasted your time, you wasted your money taking these classes, you know. When you're able to go to work and be able to apply it, you know, it helps with the whole learning process.
Most definitely, most definitely. Are you kidding me? It's wild. I mean, when you also have a certain amount of confidence when you go, oh, my God, I know exactly who that is. I know exactly who the first AD is.
Right.
I know exactly what a grip is, you know. I know what my call time is.
Right. I know what time I need to show up for work.
Exactly. And I fully understand the scenes that they're shooting.
I mean, that's a good point, because if you don't know how to read the call sheet, then how do you know what time you have to be at work?
Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
And that's something that, you know, being on a film set, showing up late, I mean, that's a no-no.
Oh, please. Oh.
I mean, we all have days where, okay, maybe once you may show up late. Things happen. You oversleep one day. You know, when you're working 17, 18 hours a day, I mean, darn, you may just oversleep one day. You know, but trust me, by the time you get to work, you're going to feel bad about it all day long.
Well, you know what was funny in this movie? You know, going to bed and not know what your call time was. Because
yeah.
The call sheet was changing in the middle of the night or whatever time it was. So the second AD called me one day, and he gave me Jordan's time in my chair and not my call time. And when I got there, they were standing there waiting for me, but it wasn't my fault because he gave me the wrong thing. He goes, oh, God, I messed up so badly. He said, I was so tired. He was so tired. He was so exhausted. He said, I gave you the wrong time. I know I did. After I did it, I realized it. He said, but he was delirious. He was absolutely delirious. You know.
See, I mean, it affects everybody.
Oh, gosh, yes. And then they were standing breathing over me as I did her makeup.
That's
you know,
why I always tell, you know, makeup artists when they say they want to do film, you know, I always ask them, do you really want to do film? Like, you know, why do you want to do film?
Because oh, yeah.
Once
I
they
mean,
get in there and they really work and see, they're like, oh, okay, it's not what I thought it was going to be.
Oh, yeah, because it requires a certain amount of stick-to-itiveness. It requires an entirely different approach and attitude towards
mm-hmm.
your work.
Yeah.
It requires all the above, a whole different sense of professionalism, everything. It requires it's a whole different discipline.
Yeah.
It's a whole, and Eden, like my husband still gets upset with me because for years of doing film, my body, I think, is programmed to eat like on 6 hours. So my husband said, I starve him out, as opposed to 3 hours for the average person. It's 6 hours because your body just gets trained,
right,
to do that, you know, and it's kind of crazy. And Detroit was cold, and the cold makes you hungry. It does. It makes you hungry, and it makes you want to pee all the time too.
I never heard that before.
It does. It constricts your bladder, and it makes you, oh, my God. And then you got to use porta-potties. Lord have mercy.
Oh, yeah. See, we didn't even mention all that.
Oh, yeah. When you got to use these porta-potties, and it's freezing, and it's like, Lord. Well, we had executive porta-potties on set. These ones had
the sinks, like, and the two stalls and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, it was not executive porta-potties, but I tell you, every opportunity I got to go to church, I went to the church. Because executive or no executive, I did not like a fancy hole in the ground.
Right.
you know. And, you know, one of the best things about Detroit, if the, God, what hotel was that at? Oh, I can't remember the hotel, but they had a lemon meringue martini. Oh, my God. It was like the best thing I had in Detroit. Yep. It was just unbelievable. Because, you know, that hotel was not equipped for a movie crew. It really wasn't. Where did we stay? I think we stayed at the DoubleTree. It was not equipped for a movie crew. It really wasn't. Because many a times I would call downstairs. One day I called down 4 hours before I needed my car, and I got down there and I had no car. So I literally jumped into the first car that pulled up. It wasn't my car. It was Kim Kimball's mom driving. I just jumped in the back seat. I thought, you know what? Y'all will figure it out when you get my car here and you realize that nobody's coming to pick it up.
Right.
I didn't even bother at that point. I just jumped into the car.
Right.
It was like, you know what? I got to go to work. And I'm not going to sit here and argue with you guys. You know, so, you know, and one day I shouldn't have, but I cussed out the people at the front desk like really nasty. I use a few big words because they kept passing the buck. You know, they kept passing the buck. So it was, you know, it was quite an experience. It was quite an experience all the way around. And, you know, you learn from everything. And I took everything and I made it work for me. And like I said, the best thing was, you know, Jordan and I got along great. It was wonderful. It made me feel good that I knew what I was doing.
Right.
And you know, that's a good thing for your self-confidence. That when you learn something correctly, it doesn't matter what time elapses, you can still execute it to the best of your ability.
Right.
Once you've learned it correctly. And I think that's the beauty about learning things the right way and not taking shortcuts. And I think that because I learned so many things the proper way that for me taking a shortcut is still a long way for another person.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take shortcuts when you know what you're doing.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, ladies, I think we have extended our time. But it's okay. We can continue the conversation on the chat room if you all like. Or on the Blog Talk Radio page. I'm sorry, not the Blog Talk Radio page, but the Beauty Talk page on Facebook. And I think Marietta's call was dropped, so I'm not sure if she's going to try calling back in or not. But we'll just sit here and wait and see for a few seconds if she's going to call back. And if not, we will just meet you guys over on State. We'll stay here on the chat room. But also, if you want to join me on Facebook on the Beauty Talk page. It's Beauty Talk with Illusion Online Radio is the name of the page. So join or like that group if you haven't already, and we can continue the conversation over there as well. If not, some of you are maybe in the chat room with questions or comments.
All right.
Let's see. Brandon has comments. Question. You know what I'm going to try doing? I'm going to try giving Marietta a call. How about that? And Denise, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I've just gone over to the Beauty Talk with Illusions page.
I'm going to give Marianne a call. Let's see here. Just to say a final thank you. Well, I was going to give her a call. Oh, I think once you go past your normal time, they... Okay, well, what we're going to do is we're going to end the show. Meredith's call was lost, and I don't see her on the line trying to call back, so we'll just end this call now. But again, a big thank you to Marietta for joining us tonight. I hope you guys enjoyed the conversation, and I hope you also found some interesting information that you could use and apply to what you do for those of you who are working in film. I know JK is working in film. So maybe there was something there, JK, that you could use some information. For those of you who would like to work in film, and television. I hope you were taking notes. I hope there were some things there that you could we could take.
Marietta's in the chat room right now.
Oh, okay. So, okay, I got you. All right, so please tell Marietta in the chat room thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate having her on, and she's welcome back, of course, at any time. We'll keep you all posted as to when her first class is going to actually take place, and she's probably chatting about that now because I saw
her
in the chat room.
Yeah, she said that her lipstick class will be at the end of the month. Her lipstick chat will be at the end of the month, and her next class will start in the beginning of February.
Okay, cool. Okay, so in the meantime, we'll check you guys out on Facebook. Stay tuned to the Beauty Talk page on Facebook and this Blog Talk page to find out who our guest will be next week. We'll post that up shortly. But again, thank you very much. And if you had a comment about tonight's show, you could always leave it on our Facebook page. You can tweet us. You can leave it here on the Blog Talk Radio page. You can go out and mark this show as a favorite if you enjoyed it. But thank you again for your support, and we'll chat with you guys next week. Have a great night.
Yes, have a good night.
podcast.